Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Good morning.
Okay, voles. We got red-backed, we got meadow voles. Are those the only ones we have, or are they just the common ones?
Voles. We have more voles. In addition to the ones you mentioned, we also have the heather vole and the rock vole up here in the north.
Okay.
They are much less common, however, than the meadow and the red southern red-backed vole. You know, they're really a poorly understood group of animals, really, because they're tiny and they're, we know that their habitat requirements are much more refined for the rock and the heather vole, so they live in fewer habitats.
I would assume a meadow vole lives in meadows.
Good guess.
Okay, and a red-backed vole, where do they live?
Well, both those voles that are more common, including up here, but also in the state, like moist environments. They like moister environments. The difference between them is that, as you assumed, the meadow vole is more opening areas, grassy, sedgy areas, not so much in the trees, although, you know, they're not necessarily avoiding forests or trees, whereas the redback vole is definitely a vole of forests, forest environments, and, you know, may occasionally move into a more open area, you know, a marsh or something or a swamp. Their habitats somewhat overlap, but they also have, you know, differences. And the red-backed vole in particular has been identified as an animal that really needs a good access to water.
Now, is that because of what they eat or their lifestyle?
I think it's probably their metabolism and, how busy they are. And so maybe other voles are similar, and maybe the red-backed one is the only one that's really been studied in this way. So maybe I'll talk about the red-backed because that's probably the one that people here are most likely to see. And in the winter, we have the chance to know that they're around, even if we don't see them.
I know. I know where you're going.
And maybe someone out there maybe could distinguish between, say, a meadow and a red-backed vole in their winter tracks. But I wouldn't be able to do that. But I at least could say, oh, that was definitely a vole that was here. And if I got a good look at it, I would be able to know, and anyone would be able to know if they was a red-backed or a meadow vole. So what you want to be looking for is a small rodent with maybe for the redback vole, now we'll talk about 3 to 4 inches in length, a very short tail. So not a tail that it could hold up off the ground. It's really just a straight little stub.
Or it wouldn't leave a track in the snow.
It would always leave a track in the snow, correct. Beady eyes, tiny black beady eyes, very difficult to see unless you're, you know, right close. And there are ears, but they're pretty hard to distinguish unless you're holding it in your hand or something, because they're small, fairly small ears. The red-backed vole has bigger ears, I believe, than the meadow vole, but still, this isn't something that's going to be a real prominent thing. So it's going to look like a little dark gray nugget moving over the surface of the snow at this time of year. And it's going to have, from its head to the base of the tail, it's going to have a broad reddish brown a band, and that's very distinctive from the meadow vole, which is more just a lustrous brown. These are animals that are essential prey sources for many other animals because they concentrate all the sun's energy that's coming through during the course of the growing season and being invested and taken up by plants. These are plant eaters, so they're garnering all that energy and packing it into a nice little meal for the next level of our food web. So they're moving fast and they're trying to stay undercover. You name it. I think anything that wants a protein meal is going to go after a vole if they can nab them. They also are now spending all of as much of their time as possible in that subnivian layer that we've discussed before, which is the layer of snow closest to the ground, a few inches deep, that as the snow is continually transforming, we develop the thing called depth frost or depth hoar down at that level of the surface of the ground where the crystals kind of glom together and become loose chunks more. And that's what these rodents can then easily dig through to make nice little tunnels under the snow that then they are using to go and find plants to eat. And their tracks are a galloping gait. So these are tiny and four toes in the front, five in the back, like the other rodents, mm-hmm. And a galloping gait. So what you're going to see are little sets of foot tracks. Usually not much, unless it's really fresh snow, not much of a body shape, you know, around kind of connecting those little foot tracks. But then this very clear drag of the tail, as you mentioned, that connects through the tracks. So that's what you need to be on the lookout.
So and the tail we're talking about is
a little stub, you know, maybe like half an inch or maybe probably 3/4 of an inch. Mm-hmm. And the only other critter that drags its tail like that is the short-tailed shrew.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is another, but they're a bigger body, so the tracks are going to be further apart. For these little voles, the tracks are, you know, aren't more than a half an inch apart.
Now, if we do see these just as a matter of identification, mm-hmm. and now, Donna, do they have a sharp nose, or are they kind of a blunt nose?
No, they have
a shrew has the sharp nose.
The shrew has the really narrowed down to the nose. The voles have a much more blunt face. It's not flat, you know, it does mm-hmm. taper, but much more rounded and blunt at the end. When I see them, you know, running across the snow or in the summertime, you know, happen to see them scooting through the woods, they look like, they really just look like a little Volkswagen shape. you know, they just are really compact, and whereas a shrew is even a tiny shrew is much more elongated. So they're living under the snow now. They have very short lives. They have multiple litters of multiple young during the summertime. So fast breeders, fast turnaround, but really important to our whole food chain.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings on in our woods and waters. Thanks for filling us in on voles.
You're welcome.